We all got skills. We have talents and we have passions. But mine happens to be sex. This is the Fun Sexual Podcast with your oversharing swinky best friend, Majesty. And I'm talking sex and all of the ways and all of the things that make sex, well, fun. Hello, beautiful people, and hopefully some new beautiful people. My name is Majesty. I go by Maj, or Mistress Majesty to the good boys and girls. Welcome to the Fun Sexual Podcast. I haven't podcasted in, I think, 3 weeks now. I feel like last episode I might have touched on it a little bit. I started a job. I had to go back into the fucking workforce and get a big girl job with big girl benefits and all of this stuff. And it takes a little bit out of me. And so I haven't been podcasting because just my time allocation is a lot different than, you know, not having a job working for myself, being able to do this full time. You know, I was able to kind of just record whenever I felt like recording, no matter what day it was, no matter what time of day it was, whatever, whenever it fit into my schedule, like I could just do it. Right. I don't have that flexibility with my time anymore. So I had to be very selective about my time. And although I didn't want to get off the mic, I just kind of needed to. But I'm back. I cannot promise that I will be putting out episodes every week. I cannot make that promise right now. I would love to be able to, but I just cannot. But I will try. That's all I can do. That's all I can do. I can try. I didn't beat myself up about not putting out an episode. There was a couple times that I was like, oh, I can sit down and record now. And then something would come up, or I didn't feel like it, or my outline wasn't done, whatever it was. And I tried to make it a goal not to beat myself up or be too critical about myself. Because although I haven't been recording the podcast, the Fun Sexual brand is still doing its thing. And I'm really proud of some of the things that I have going on, some of the things that I'm working on, some of the things that I've done recently. So last episode, I talked about Kiki Kickback because Kiki Kickback, the September Kiki Kickback was coming up. It went so well. I didn't plan on doing this, but I need to go to one of my, a couple DMs that I got from people about Kiki Kickback. It really was, excuse me, I'm all digging up my nose and shit. And let me also say, like, the weather is changing, right? The weather's changing. It was a couple nights. I went out a couple times, you know, in the last, I don't know, week. And I was out at night and it was fucking cold. It wasn't like, oh, it's chilly. It was like, no, I need a jacket. It was very cold at night. So like that summer days are on their way out. And I have to say my fall allergies usually are worse than my spring allergies. But this year, this is something completely different. These allergies are new. I have been congested to the point, like, I'm going to see an allergist. I don't know what kind of doctor it is, but I'm going to an allergy doctor because I cannot fucking breathe. At night, I am mouth breathing and snoring. I know that I can tell that I'm snoring because people that have slept with me are like, yo, you were snoring last night. I'm like, because I can't fucking breathe. I cannot fucking breathe. I am such a mouth breather right now. Like I've caught myself heavy mouth breathing because I literally cannot breathe out my nose. I saw a tweet recently that cracked me the fuck up. There was like, imagine getting kidnapped and they put tape over your mouth, but your nose is stuffy. I would literally die because I cannot breathe out my nose. Cannot breathe out of my nose. Snotty tissues all over the place. Nose be running. I've done the neti pot. I have done the nasal spray. I have done two or three different types of allergy pills. It's not good. It is not good. I have been fucked up for the last couple weeks. My mouth is so dry at night when I go to sleep that I wake up in the middle of the night and my mouth is like, my tongue I've woken up a few nights. It hasn't been this bad in the last like week or two. I'm breathing in my mouth so much at night, and I guess the air is so dry that my tongue dries out. And so I wake up in the morning and my tongue is sore because my tongue was dried out in my sleep. It's like, this is some next level allergy shit. I've never experienced this bad. I have never experienced it this bad. It'd be the nose itching, the throat itching, the watery eyes, all of it. All of it. It's this shit is terrible. You know, we're dealing with that. And hopefully if I could change anything right now about like physically where I am, that is my biggest goal right now, is to try to figure out this allergy bullshit. Cause I can't stay like this. I mean, this shit is miserable as fuck. It is miserable as fuck. I cannot do this. I wanted to read one of the, people who came to Kinky Kickback. She ended up sending me a message the next day. And she said, OMG Maj, that was the most invigorating experience I've ever had. I did not know what to expect. Baby, I've never been naked in front of a room. I felt so at home. I need you to do this monthly. I have people from her town that I would like to introduce your platform to also. They're looking for a community like yours to learn more and share interests with like-minded folks. Yada, 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 yada. I want to experience more. That was such a good feeling because I was very nervous about that very first Kinky Kickback. To be honest, I don't know if I said this, but the very first Kinky Kickback, the venue that I'm using, the space that I'm using, you know, they were kind of trying to see how this one went. And then they were going to let me know how, you know, if they wanted to continue doing it again. And they texted me immediately, like the next day, and were like, yes, we want to do it again. Here are the dates that we have available for the rest of the year. So Kinky Kickback is going to be, the next Kinky Kickback is going to be October 13th. Friday the 13th, that one is going to be a role play. We're focusing on role play. Role play is something that I've known about. I think we all know about it, but a lot of people don't actually do role play. So this is going to be an opportunity for us to do role play, and it is going to be a costume role play. So whatever costume you are in is who you are for the night. You want to be a cheerleader? You are a cheerleader for the night. And you might be interacting with a fucking, I don't know, an astronaut or a cheetah or a bunny or something like that. Like, I want you to pick a role. I want you, you know, be in costume, pick a role, and that is who you are for the night. I want this to be an opportunity for a few things. Number one, to use that costume that's tucked in the back of your closet or that's up top of that shelf in the back of your closet that you forgot about. Pull that fucking costume out. All of us have them. All of us have these costumes or pieces to costumes that we tuck away and then we never use them or see them again. And we hope that we can pull them out. But we're like, no, the only time we really wear costumes are for Halloween. And you're like, oh, I can't wear that because I wore that for Halloween 2 years ago. Pull that costume out. And bring it and wear it to Kinky Kickback on October 13th for the costume role play party. It's going to be a really fun time. I have somebody that is going to be doing a sensual massage demo. We have massage tables in the space. So, you know, learn some techniques, you know, see something sexy, but get somebody on a table and give them a massage or ask for a massage if that's something that you want. I'm also going to have someone there doing a pet play demonstration. So I'm going to have Zay doing the sensual massage, and I'm going to have Mistress Hottie doing the pet play demonstration with her, with one of her subs. Pet play is really dope. I am very much into pet play. I love topping for pet play very much, wholeheartedly. I was really interested in bottoming for pet play a few months ago, and the desire for that has kind of, you know, subsided a little bit. It's not that I'm against it at all. It's just not high on my priority list at this moment. But pet play, hot as fuck, very much into topping for pet play. And, you know, I want to see Mistress Hottie. I want to see Mistress Hottie do her thing with her sub. So we're going to have a pet play demo. We're going to have a sensual massage demo. And we're going to have a really good time at Kinky Kickback. So that's the October date, the 13th. November is going to be the Friday the 10th. And December is going to be Friday the 8th. Okay? So those are the next three Kiki kickbacks that's going to get us through 2023. If I don't see you at October, I really hope to see you at November. October is going to be really, really fun, but I got some really dope shit planned for November. And then I think I know what I want to do for December, but I'm not 100% sure yet. I haven't 100% decided, but I really have some dope ass, sexy ass ideas. And I want to see y'all there. Kinky Kickback is for everybody. Kinky Kickback is for everybody. It is focused on the experiences by and for us. However, everybody is invited. And I've explained this to some people. Like, I want to kind of start with some easy to digest kinks. That's kind of where I want to start. We start with the impact. We start with the bondage. We started with the pet play. We're going to go to sensual massage. I got some stuff planned for next. And I want to slowly kind of work us up the ranks in intensities for kinks. Because Black people are kinky as fuck. We see certain things and we're like, oh, that's some white people shit. But it really is not. CNC is not white people shit. Different forms of like blood play is not white people shit. It's really not. Wrestling is not white people shit. Needle play, body modification, not white people shit. Like, they're intense spit things are not white people shit. Like, there are plenty of us that are into it, and some of us don't know it exists, and so we might not know that we're into it, you know. But kink is not white people shit. BDSM is not white people shit. And so I want us to kind of work our way up the ranks of like the intensity of different kinks. And, you know, if you're into it, you're into it. If you're not, you're not. And if you're not into it, guess what? You got to see a demo. Maybe you got exposed to something new. And then after that demo is done, it's not like you have to ever revisit it again. You don't even have to sit through the demo if you want to, if you don't want to. While the demos are going on, you could still be on the St. Andrew's cross. You're not obligated to like watch the demos as they're going on. Saying all of this to say, Kinky Kickback is coming up. Kinky Kickback is a monthly event. Kinky Kickback is lit as fuck. It's going to be something that I want to keep. It's going to be every month. I'm going to bring it back, and I want to see you there. I would love to see you at Kinky Kickback. There's something for you there. Where the first Kinky Kickback, sex was not allowed. Sex is now allowed at Kinky Kickback. I worked that up, you know, I worked through that with the owners of the space. You know, sex is allowed at Kinky Kickback now. Okay. There are some beautiful spaces that can be fucked on. And I would like to get to some of those as well, if I'm being 100% honest. But yes, it was a really good time. I am very excited for future Kinky Kickbacks, and, that's that on that, poo. Also, let me also say this. The first Kinky Kickback, you did not need to be vetted for, but future Kinky Kickbacks, you will need to be vetted for, because if there's sex happening, I want to make sure that I know who is in the space, and that, you know, I want to make sure I'm doing my due diligence to make sure that there's solid people in the space if there's going to be sex happening. That's just a level of protection that I need to have to feel comfortable inviting a bunch of people who are buying tickets online into the space. So that's why, if anybody's asking, that's why vetting is now required for Kinky Kickback. Okay. Now, the rest of this year, outside of Kinky Kickback, the rest of this year is about to be really busy for me. We have Kinky Kickback, three events. We have an October, November, December Kinky Kickback. I am also hoping, fingers crossed, knock on something, I want to do an Exotica after party, an Exotica New Jersey after party. That's the first weekend of November. Yeah, that's the first weekend of November. November, I am also going to be doing, I announced it to some of the Fun Sexuals who are in the Fun Sexual Discord. Sidebar: if you have ever attended a Fun Sexual event, whether it was a play party, a playcation, Kinky Kickback, something that I've worked with somebody else, a Femsations, anything like that, and you would like to be a part of the Fun Sexual Discord, because I do have a Discord, but it's only for people who have attended events, because those are people who have been vetted to attend events. If you would like to be a part of that Discord, email me, DM me, get in touch with me, however you want to get in touch with me, so I can send you the link to join the Discord, okay? Because that is where when events are happening, those are the people that find out first. The people in the Discord find out first. They find out before I have the flyer and the theme so that they can put it on their calendar, get their money ready. You know, and I think it's important for them to be in the know because those are my folks. But if you've ever attended an event and you want to be a part of the Discord, let me know. I'll send you the link. But November, I am going to be doing another Weekend Playcation. Weekend Playcation is my retreat. It's going to be in the Pocono Mountains. It's going to be a really sexy event. I'm going to have more to come on that probably in the upcoming weeks. But that is happening in November. And then December, the beginning of December, is Exotica DC, which I would love to do an after party for again because it's just been a good time. I'm not 100% sold on that. And then I will be doing... And there's Kiki Kickback again. And then I will be doing... And then it's my birthday trip, my actual birthday, Christmas, New Year's, and all of the things. So the rest of this year is just about to be a really, really busy fucking time. And I'm ready for it. I'm ready to hit it head on. I'm ready to continue to like expand my brand, meet some new people, do some dope shit. But I look at my calendar and I'm like, yo, almost all of my weekends for the rest of the year between events that I'm, you know, hosting for the brand or just other stuff that I have going on with friends in town, birthday stuff. Like, it's just, there's a lot of stuff. My 10-year high school reunion is coming up. Even though I've been out of high school for more than 10 years, COVID kind of fucked that up. So, they delayed it or whatever. But a high school reunion is coming up. Thanksgiving. It's about to be a lot. This is my favorite part of the year. Because I love fall. I love fall fashions. I love apple picking and apple cider donuts and pumpkin picking and hot chocolate and hot apple cider and hay rides and haunted houses, haunted hay rides, scary movies, cuddly weather. Like, I love this. This is my the leaves changing. This is my absolute favorite part of the year, and it's about to be busy as fuck, but I'm hoping that it's going to help with my seasonal depression, because seasonal depression is a very real thing. I don't know if what I've been experiencing these last couple weeks was seasonal depression or if it was me adjusting to this new job and, you know, just this new allocations of my time. But I definitely been in a little bit of a funk in these last couple of weeks. And I'm really hoping to actively do something. Like, I usually, when those seasons change, I usually start implementing something to help with seasonal depression, but I never continue it. Right. That level of discipline is just very hard for me. I am trying this year to actively implement things that help me with my seasonal depression. And so I think having set dates and set events to be working on and working towards, you know, building my brand, I think it'll be a great thing to keep me a little bit distracted where I can't just be sitting in my funk and whatever. I also let my partner know, I don't remember if I said it on the podcast, but me and my primary partner decided to de-escalate our relationship, which is a whole nother conversation. But the short version is, where we were each other's primary partners, we are not anymore. We're not primary partners anymore. I think I exist better as a solo poly person. The being in a primary relationship, at least where I am right now, being in a primary relationship is just very hard for me because it takes a level of consideration of that other person that I just was not prepared for. When somebody is your primary partner, and it could just be that I have framed an idea of what a primary looks like wrong. But for me, when somebody is your primary partner, you consider them in all of your decisions because in some way, everything that you do, most things that you do affect them. And so you should be considering their feelings and their needs and their desires and stuff like that. And that's a lot of pressure. And I'm not used to having to move in that way. So I did some things and fucked up some shit. And we just, you know, there was tension and some a little bit of, what's the word? I don't want to say regret, but there was just something going on, and so we decided to de-escalate our relationship. And I think that initially it was a shock for both of us. We were both kind of like, what the fuck? But we, in these last couple of weeks, I've been feeling really good about, you know, having de-escalated and what our relationship looks like now and the expectations of our relationships and what we share and what we don't share and, you know, and all of that. So, you know, that's kind of where we're at. And it's not a breakup by any means. I still talk to my baby every day and I still love him very much. But the weight of our relationship has lightened for me a little bit and I needed that. It's my baby. I'm wearing his sweatshirt now. It's big boy season. It's big boy season. It's big boy season. Get warm, get fed, get cuddled. It's big boy season. It's big boy season. Get ate and eat and date. It's big boy season. Okay? It's big boy season. And also, it's also still that nigga hoodie season. You hear me? Here's the problem with stealing hoodies, right? Y'all be trying to, y'all wait until it's like a trendy thing to do to steal a hoodie. You have to do it before people start talking about it. Before people start making jokes about stealing hoodies on Instagram, that's when you have to steal, do it either. You have to do it in the off season. So if you're going to start stealing, if you're listening to this and you are a hoodie thief, now is the time to start. Start right now. Start right now. Baby, I'm cold. I'm in the car. Can I have your hoodie? Leave. That nigga will never see it again. Take that shit. He will never see it again. Okay? And then what you do is when you get a couple of them, a good amount of them, then you start to wear them around him again. And then you can slowly maybe give them back or not. You know, I'll leave that up to you. I believe in thievery. You know, it's definitely time to start stealing that nigga hoodie. I got about two or three abays in my closet right now. You ain't getting this shit back either. I'm trying to steal some more. Let me tell you something. I was on one of the social medias, I think today, and I saw like a dating. It was a thread. It was a thread on Twitter that said like a single person thread, post your picture or whatever. And I'm looking through and it was some cuties. It was definitely some cuties in the thread. And I kind of wanted to post, but then I was like, I'm not single. I'm solo poly. But I kind of wanted to get up in there and then literally say that, like, I'm not single, but I'm not in as many relationships as I would like to be in. Listen. I have been on the hunt for my second. I'm looking for like two things right now. I want another. I hate saying the term boyfriend because then I'm going to get chewed out for it, but I'm going to say it. I want another boyfriend because I don't consider my partner my boyfriend. I consider him my partner. But for simplicity, I usually say boyfriend for some people. It depends on who I'm talking to, whatever. But I want another male partner. And I want I'm looking for my stud queen. Where is my stud queen? Where is my girlfriend at? I am manifesting a beautiful brown mask. And it doesn't have to be completely mask presenting woman, but a little more mask presenting than I tend to be. Brown skin, hopefully some locks, some pretty teeth, some nice lips, pretty eyes, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm manifesting that for myself. Because I definitely have been desiring more intimate time with women. But outside of... Okay, let me not say that. Let me retract that. I have been desiring more intimate time with women. That statement will stand. But when my relationships and dealings with women that are femme-presenting go in that more intimate and romantic way, I tend to like end up friend zoned. Like I think I friend zoned myself. I'm not blaming them. I will blame myself. I end up friend zoned because I just don't think I know. I'm so used to being with women and it being a friendship. That's my sis. That's my friend. Whatever. That when I get involved with women who, you know, who I think I'm interested in and I'm having sex with and they're cool and they're dope and they're pretty and all things, I don't know what to do with them and I end up friend zoning. And so I feel like if I was with a more masculine woman, I feel like maybe that wouldn't happen. I don't know. You know, and this might not make sense. But that's kind of where I'm feeling. And I've just been seeing a lot of very masked women lately on the social medias in Philly. And they be fine as fuck. So, you know what I mean? That's kind of where I'm trying to go. And I've been with femme women. And then I'll start feeling myself taking on like a masculine role. And I'd be like, what is happening? What is going on right now? And so, you know, I think maybe if I'm with a more masked woman, I won't take on that role. One of my friends invited me to go to Canada for the weekend before Halloween. And it was random as fuck. I have not necessarily been having a desire to go to Canada, but I think we're going to have a good time. So that's what I'm doing the weekend before Halloween. Should be interesting. Definitely y'all will hear more about that. And you know what else you're going to hear more about? You are going to hear more about this fucking show that I was watching. I finally finished. I caught up on it last night. There is a show called From on Amazon Prime Video. I think you have to have an additional thing to watch it or whatever. But it's on Amazon Prime Video. It's called From, F-R-O-M. That show lit. And the fact that this show was so good and nobody's talking about it was blowing my fucking mind. Do you remember when Tiger King came out during COVID and everybody was talking about Tiger King? Do you remember when I'm trying to think of other shit that came out and everybody was talking about it and everybody was watching it. Tiger King is the first thing that came to my mind right now and I don't know why. But when Tiger King came out, everybody was talking about it. Everybody was watching it. From is so fucking good. And so for the fact that it's not one of those things that everybody was watching, my mind is blown. What the fuck do y'all be watching if y'all are not watching good ass shows like this? I'm not gonna ruin anything, but the basis of the show is people get stuck in this town. And in this town, when the sun goes down, monsters come out to kill you. And so you have to hide and or protect yourself at night from these monsters. That is the short version of it. And that's all I'm going to give because I want you to watch it if you have not already. It's so fucking good. There's two seasons out. I just finished the second season. I need to look up when the third season is coming out because it looked like the second season came out earlier this year. Quality show. It was giving very Walking Dead or like The Last of Us kind of suspense. There was some jump scare moments, but it was like really, it was so good. There were moments in that show where you know how you're watching something and you're like, oh, I know that shit is about to go down. I know that shit is about to go down. And you just can't even take it. So you just have to pause the TV and like go refill your water, go to the bathroom, I felt like I needed a cigarette or something because I knew that shit was about to get crazy. I had to just take like a 10-minute like break and then come back to it. And when I came back, shit hit the fan just as much as I thought it was going to. And it was just good. And I want to be able to talk about it with more people. So I'm trying to tell everybody that I know to watch this fucking show so that I can have people to talk about it with. You see my snotty tissue? If you're not watching this, you could be watching on YouTube right now. If you're listening right now, you can be watching on YouTube. Look up the Fun Sexual Podcast on YouTube and I'm right there. But I'm now balling up this snotty piece of tissue that just is disgusting. It is disgusting. These allergies are just the worst. They're the fucking worst, y'all. I can't breathe. They're the fucking worst. Shit is stressing me the fuck out. I have tried neti potting. I was neti potting my nose every day. And what happened with the neti pot? I ended up having my nose would run. And then when you know when your nose is running, you can feel it running so you can get a tissue. After using the neti pot, like the day, if I did the neti pot in the morning, that rest of that day when my nose would run, it would just literally like just run straight out. It wouldn't like slowly run. It was like my mucus was so watery that it just rolled out of my nose at random ass times. I would be fucking doing something, washing dishes, and it would like drip onto the sink counter. Like, why? I'm having a really hard time. I'm not winning right now. I am not winning. These allergies are setting me back a little bit. And I just don't. Struggling. Recently, If you are watching this, if you follow the Fun Sexual Podcast, I feel like you probably are the type of person who would follow some level of like celebrity. I don't want to say celebrity gossip, but like what's going on in pop culture. I feel like you would probably follow what's going on in pop culture. We recently found out that Teyana Taylor and Iman Shumpert are separated. That was not public knowledge. Apparently, it's something that, you know, that's been going on for a little while. But it just became public knowledge because a picture of some woman, a woman posted some picture, and I think Iman's shirt was in the side. You know, the investigative people online matched the shirt up to another fucking picture, and his chain, she was wearing his chain. It was a whole thing. And I remember seeing that and being like, this is a little messy. But I'm not shocked because Teyana Taylor and Iman Shumpert, call me crazy, but they never gave monogamous. They never gave me monogamous. I don't know. And maybe it's because I hate to turn it into a sex appeal thing, but maybe it's because they have so much sex appeal to me that they just seem like they would be swingers. Or they seem like they would be into like having unicorns. And honestly, Teyana Taylor never gave straight. She never gave hetero. Ever. Ever. Do y'all remember when she was on My Super Sweet 16? She never gave hetero. So I always kind of felt like, you know, they might be having threesomes with women because I just don't, she doesn't give me the vibes of a woman, you know, even if she is queer, she doesn't give me the vibes of a woman who's queer that would never want to be with a woman again. She gave me the vibes of like, I'm gonna marry this man and we're gonna have a family because I want kids and all that stuff, and I love or appreciate, respect whatever this person, but I also want me some pussy. And so they just seem like the type that would have been taking people down together. I don't know. I don't know why it gave that energy, but it always did. And somebody told me that, you know, they confirmed it in like an interview or something like that at some point in time. I didn't see that. I don't know that, but I don't doubt it either. Reason, get out, please. Thank you. I never checked to confirm that, but I'm just not, I wouldn't be surprised if that's true. They definitely gave that they have threesome energy. And Teyana Taylor has a song called Three Way with Kehlani. Like, it just, I don't know. What is that with Kehlani? Yes, it is with Kehlani. So yeah, it never gave hetero. It never gave monogamous. So this doesn't surprise me, but I love that they are co-parenting. They are separate, but they are co-parenting and seem to be doing a great job. They must be doing a really good job at being separate because we didn't even know. We didn't even know. I don't know. Maybe we should mind our business and keep our assumptions to ourselves. But, you know, here's where we are. Here is where we are. And you know where else we are. Look at Raisin. Y'all see? I am trying to record a podcast right now. You just don't care. You just don't care. So, Raisin is making a feature. My special guest today is Sir Raisin. Obviously. One of the best things that I have done for myself, one of the things that has made me really happy lately, there's a few things that I've done that has made my home really comfortable and has made me really happy. Number one, I put a bunkie board under my mattress. So a bunkie board is like a board that allows your mattress to not like dip and stuff like that. My mattress is 10 times more comfortable than it was without that. One thing that has made me really happy, I'm getting better sleep on the mattress. Number two thing that I have done is I bought myself a projector, and I had my sub mount the projector screen to my ceiling. So now I have basically, I don't know, 100-inch TV, 100-inch projector screen in my room. And this projector quality is actually really good. It's really, really good. I love watching TV in my room. I haven't actually had a TV in my room outside of when I lived with my parents last year. I haven't put a TV in my room since graduating from college. since graduating from college, I didn't put a TV in my room. I didn't, because I didn't want to fall asleep watching TV. I wanted to be watching TV on the couch, and when I got tired, to come to my room. And even living here in this apartment, I didn't have a TV in my room, but something in me was like, I want a projector. And I felt like that would help me stay home in the wintertime, being able to watch movies in my bed and whatever. So I got it, and it was inexpensive. It was like $100 for the projector and $100 for the screen or something like that. It was like $200 for both pieces. I love watching movies and watching TV in my bed. I had some friends, some girlfriends come over one night, and we all got naked, watched, did some rope. We cast a video of some like some self-tying things, and we all were just doing naked in my bed, doing self-ties until we fell asleep. And it was like, it was just fun. Me and two of my partners were in my bed 2 weekends ago and watching movies and just in the bed, and it was just so good. And it's something that I'm really happy about. And then, you know, if you were thinking about getting a TV, maybe instead get a projector. The projector qualities have, I have an old projector from years ago, and the quality of that one versus the quality of this one are like day and night. Day and fucking night. Okay. So it might be something to look into. And I'm talking about that because last night I could not fucking sleep. I went to sleep at like 5 o'clock in the morning last night. Could not sleep. I don't know if it was because I couldn't fucking breathe. I really was not tired. I wasn't yawning. I wasn't tired. I was getting in the bed because it was late when I finally got in the bed, but I actually was not tired. And so I was like, let me flick my bean and go to sleep. And so I went to Pornhub to put something on, and I was an embarrassing number of pages in because I just could not find what I was looking for. I could not find what I was looking for because, like, I go to Pornhub, I go to the search, and I start with Ebony. Boom. Start with Ebony. There's a whole bunch of shit that comes up when you look at Ebony. And I'm like, okay, this is not giving me what I want. Let me be a little bit more specific. I said, okay, Ebony cum shot. Or Ebony cream pie. I think it went Ebony cream pie. More stuff coming up. But it wasn't quite giving what I needed. So I said, okay, Ebony cream pie amateur. We're getting there. It's you know, the things are happening. But it's not giving me what I need to see. My porn, like, when I watch porn, I am now looking for very specific things. I don't need the story. I don't need the costumes. I don't need it to be professionally shot. I don't need it to be professional porn stars. I want black people. I don't want them to be ashy. I would prefer for them to be oiled up and moisturized. I need this, the space that they're in, to look good. I don't want to see no trashy ass room, a mattress with no sheets, a whole bunch of laundry on the other side of the bed, or clothes all over the fucking floor, a dirty floor. Like, I don't want to see none of that. I don't want to see mismatched curtains. Like, I need the space to look good. I need it to be maybe like 6 minutes long. I really don't need more than 6 minutes. It don't need to be no 20, 6 minutes, 6 minutes, 6 minutes, 6 minutes, Zucky Fresh, your own. That's all I need. That is all I need. I can really go less, but 6 minutes is a soft spot, and it makes when I have to skip through to get to the stuff that I need a lot easier than if it's 20 minutes long. It doesn't have to be a cum shot, but I prefer for there to be an orgasm. Definitely prefer to be an orgasm. But if it's going to be a cum, if there's going to be cum, I want to either see it like come on the pussy and like fall into the pussy, or I want some cream pie action. Cream pie. Push it out. That's what I want to see. I need to see dick going in pussy. Like, I need that. I love the look of, like, and I used to like it from the front or from the back, but now I prefer it from the front because I want to see the pussy. I want to see the clit. I want to see the dick going in pussy, and I want to see clit. Like, I need all of that. And so because now my porn has gotten so specific, finding videos, it gets really hard. Finding videos gets really hard, but you know who don't miss? You know who don't miss? Twitter. Twitter don't miss. I can usually find what I need in, I don't know, 60 seconds or less. On a hub, that shit get crazy. That shit crazy as fuck. And don't let there be some moaning or some good like orgasm control. That's gonna be the one every time. Every time. What I could not find yesterday that I actually was in the mood for, I was looking for like some type of like jerk off instruction, masturbation instruction, but I wanted it to be like a man that sound kind of niggerish with a deep voice. Could not find that. I heard white men saying, "Yeah, baby girl." It's not the one for me. That's not the one for me. I needed to hear a sexy man, sexy grown man voice, deep voice. And I needed him to be like, "Look at that pretty fucking pussy." That's the kind of stuff that I needed to hear. I heard a British accent that just wasn't giving what I needed it to give. If it's going to be a British accent, I need to be like an Idris Elba jerk off instruction video. Like that might be an untapped, porn category. Jerk off instruction by men for people with vaginas. I think that'd be really fucking hot. Throwing that out there. So for this episode, I want to put y'all on to something that has been in this camera the entire time. I don't know if y'all have noticed it or not, but baby girl got some new floggers. I got some new floggers, some new custom floggers. You see the green and the gold? You see the green and the gold? I had Eli, the naked trumpeter, Kinkstruments, make me these floggers. I ordered these custom floggers and I am so absolutely, I've already gotten to play with them a little bit. I am so happy. I am so fucking happy. I got two sets of floggers, some nice Florentine floggers. It's just, come on now. Who want this work? Who's coming to get this work? You know what I mean? And look how pretty they are, right? So I got that set. And then I got this set. This set is special because these are the finger floggers, right? But, and I should have probably had the other ring here. Actually, it might be up there. I have this bigger ring if you want to have, like, you know, two fingers to flog, you know, two fingers in there. And then you can take that ring off and put a smaller ring if you want to maybe have a one finger situation going. I tried it with the one finger. For me, it wasn't as comfortable as the two finger, so I probably won't be using that much. But the two finger here is great. But then Eli also hooked me up with, and he said, they said that this was this was not something that they're offering people. This is just something that they did for me. But I can swap out my ring altogether for a fucking nunchuck. Do you see this? A fucking nunchuck. Look at that. More range. I don't want to be smacking the camera and the mic and shit like that. I ain't got that much space right now. But listen, I'm about to be going the fuck ham. Okay? Ham. Sandwich. Don't even eat pork. Please check out Kinkstruments. Eli does some really amazing work. If you've seen them with the floggers, they are nice as fuck with the floggers. Flicking them, flick of the wrists, but also making them and creating them. They have a really dope catalog of stuff that they can make and that they can do. And so check out Kinkstruments. I will link their Instagram and any other contact information that I have for them in the show notes. So that you can get your custom floggers, your custom tools and implements and stuff. Really dope stuff. Really excited about those. These are my new babies. I love my floggers. Don't get me wrong. Like this one here is my very first flogger that I've ever, this was my very first flogger. These two right here, were supposed to be like Florentine floggers, but I didn't really know how to buy floggers, and they're so heavy. They're good quality floggers, but they're so heavy that I tire out. And so when I got these made, I was like, I need something that's not going to tire me out the way those do. Love these new floggers. And they're green, and green is like my color. It's been my color. Gold has been my jam. So really into it. So that is this episode's Let Me Put Y'all On. And so now we're going to add a song to the playlist. What's the playlist? It is a list of songs to play to. You can find the link to the playlist in the show notes for this episode or in my bio on Instagram or Twitter. So this week, we are adding the song Prime Time by Janelle Monae featuring Miguel. I actually went to Janelle Monae was just in Philly earlier this week, and I went to go see, I got a surprise text from a friend. I said, hey, you want to see Janelle Monae tonight? And I was like, absolutely. And an hour later, I was at the Met watching Janelle Monae. Fantastic performance. Thoroughly enjoyed her Age of Pleasure tour. And so I wanted to add something of hers to the motherfucking playlist. Okay. Now, before we actually get out of here, I want to leave y'all with the word. I want to leave you with a bit of advice. Okay. And I'm going to take this advice myself in the coming days. Go get a professional massage. Your body deserves it. Your body, you are tense, you are tight. Your body could use some release. Not just weed, not just sex. Go get a professional massage and get somebody to rub that shit out. Not your rub it out, but you know what I mean. Go get a massage. You really deserve to treat yourself to a massage. Was it $60, $100? We spend that on bullshit every fucking day. We go to Target and get two candles, some tea. We get Starbucks on the way out, and a mirror, and we've spent $120. So like, take that money, sacrifice those candles and that mirror and that Starbucks and the whatever the fuck, and go get yourself a massage. You absolutely deserve it. Okay. So that's all I have for this episode of the Fun Sexual Podcast. I love y'all. Peace out.